Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So hi guys, we're going to start working on the gross element of the body, which is the physical body, which we identify ourselves with and allowing us to work into the subtler aspects of ourselves. So then we'll move into the breath work. Once we've done all the asana work, which is cleansing and cleaning and purifying, we work into the breath, which we can't see but is there, and allow ourselves to move into that deeper element of what we really are spiritually. So, you know, the true essence of ourself, our God self, if you like. So as we move through this practice, we will work from the physical. We're moving into the subtle elements and allowing ourselves to connect to our true nature. Okay, so we're just going to bring ourselves into a nice, comfortable seat. So we're going to be here just for a moment. So just making sure that you're on your sit bones. If you need to sit on a block, you can sit on a block or cushions. And just make sure that your knees are below hips, if possible. So if you need the blocks just to bring the knees lower, then that's great. And you can take your legs out if that's another option that you need to take. So we're just going to find the length of the spine. So just being aware of the lengthening of the spine all the way up through the crown. And then just resting your hands wherever feels comfortable. And we're just going to close the eyes gently down. And as you close the eyes down, we're just coming to this gross element of the body. So I just want you to feel the body, the heaviness, feel its shape, and just be fully aware of it. So we're allowing ourselves just to be aware of any points of the body that are taking our attention, maybe our knees or our hips, maybe it's the spine. But just being aware of this gross element, this physical element of our physical form. So just feeling all the points of the body with the floor beneath. Feeling maybe the clothes touching the skin. Maybe hair on the face. And just be aware of all of your physical form together, all of it. And just notice if the mind is taking your attention somewhere else other than the body. And just see if you can slowly and gently just drop your attention back into your body. And now just moving a little bit into a subtler aspect of the breath that is moving into the physical form. So as you inhale through the nose, and as you exhale out of the nose, just being aware of the breath as it comes in and as it leaves. This much subtler element that we can't actually see with the physical eye. As you inhale and as you exhale, just being aware of where this breath enters and where it leaves. And just knowing that the breath is breathing the body. Now, if you wish to transfer into your victorious breath, the sa and the ha, then please do so at this point, allowing the resonance of the throat to feel that breath move within. Sa and ha, it's almost like a Darth Vader sound that you can hear, a snoring sound. And just connecting with your victorious breath for a few breaths. Just again, really allowing the attention of the mind to settle on the breath, moving within the body. One last breath. And with your exhale, we're just going to float the fingertips by the side of the hip. And then with your inhale, you're just going to float this left arm all the way up so it's vertical. We're finding length from the sit bone, of the left sit bone, all the way to your fingers. And then with your exhale, you're just going to bend into your right elbow as you allow yourself to bow into the right side, but really find length through your spine as you come over. Just coming from the trunk here and feeling the waist move the body. Inhale up. Exhale, the arm floats back down. We'll do that two more times. Inhale, the arm floats up, keeping the arm equal from the ear to the arm, and then exhale in. So the spine is staying really, really long, and so is the distance between the arm and the head. The shoulders are staying away. Inhale back up. Exhale the arm down. Last one. Inhale it up. Exhale in, and we'll just find another two breaths when we get in here. So find an inhale. Find an exhale. Find an inhale. Find an exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, arm gently surrenders down. Inhale, right arm. Exhale in. Just observing from one side to the other. Inhale up. Exhale down. Just feeling how the body is responding. Inhale up. Exhale in, dropping the right sit bone as we find that length all the way through that right side. Inhale up. Exhale down. One more this side. Inhale. Exhale. Now we'll find them two breaths. Again, as the shoulders stay away, the spine is staying long. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. So now we're going to float both arms up, inhaling. And then we're going to start to spiral around to the right with the exhale. Right hand is coming behind the back, quite close, and the left hand towards the thigh as you allow yourself to edge in, completing that exhale. Then as you inhale, we float the arms back up. We go the other side, exhale, and we complete the exhalation. So all of the breath is out of the body. Then we inhale back. We'll do that two more times. Exhale in to the right. Inhale up. Exhale in to the left. Really letting your collarbone spread. Inhale up. This time we'll settle in. Exhale. We'll stay for three breaths. Fingertips moving away from the body, close to the body. Left hand is on that thigh. Really lengthen with your inhale. With your exhale, allowing yourself to find the twist. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And with the inhale, float up. And with the exhale, come to the left. As you settle in, find the three breaths. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, finding that movement as it encourages space to move in. Inhale. Exhale, soften the jaw. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, all the way back round. And exhale, melt the hands all the way down. So we're going to come to hands and knees. So just adjusting yourself out, find your hands and knees. So you're going to find your wrists underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Make sure you've got a gap between them knees. And then we'll just find some cat-cows. So drop the navel down, inhale, open the collarbones, gaze forward, push through the hands as you find that spread in your chest. And as you exhale, push the earth away. As you drop the head, gaze in between the legs. Really finding that space between your shoulder blades. As you inhale, drop in the navel, opening your chest, collarbones spread, shoulders move back. As you exhale, push the earth away, really drop the head, really tuck the tail. We got one more, inhale, drop in the navel down, opening. Exhale, all the way back into your cat. At the end of this cat, keep your cat shape and just drop your bum towards your heels. So with your inhale, you're going to come onto all fours. Just part your feet so they are in line with your knees and sink your pubis down, keeping your arms straight. Open your collarbones as you control that movement down into the back by engaging the core. Exhale back into your cat. Sink back towards your child. We'll just do that two more times. So as you inhale, back to all fours. The feet run behind the knees, come back through, sink the navel down, the pubis, open the chest, collarbones, keeping the core engaged. Exhale back into your cat. Sink back to the heels. Again, inhale to all fours. Sinking the pubis down, arms straight, opening the collarbones again, engaging the navel slightly. Exhale back into your cat. Back towards child. Then with an inhale, come back to all fours. Tuck in your toes and move slowly and gently back into a downward facing dog. So I just want you to bend up the left knee. So your toes are still curling. You're just lifting the heel and bending the knee and then send the right heel down. So that right leg is straight. The left knee is bent. Push through the hands. Send the heart through. Shoulders are away from the ears. Find another two breaths. Really finding that space down the back of that right leg. One more breath. And switch legs. So you bend the right knee as you send the left heel down. Again, sending the heart through. And breathe your breaths. Two more. Really finding that length down the back of that left leg. Last breath. Then inhale off both heels. Bend your knees deep and just send your sit bones up. With the heels high, the knees bent, sit bones up, the shoulders away. And then slowly and gently, with that length through your spine, just drop your heels. Inhale the heels up. Exhale them down. Inhale them up. Exhale them down. Inhale them up. Bend the knees, gaze forward, take little steps all the way to the front of your mat. Feet hip width and distance, nice and parallel. Just surrender over for your first forward fold here. Releasing the head, just gazing through the legs or towards the nose, drawing your shoulders away. And just allow yourself just to, again, observe in the back of the legs, the weight transfer on the feet. And then fingertips on knees or shins with an inhale, we're flattening the back. Again, spread through your shoulder blades. As you exhale, melt all the way back over them legs. Just do that two more times. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, melt over. Inhale, flat back. Just letting the legs warm up. Again, they'll straighten more and more as we move through this practice. So just take your time to let them. Then you're going to slowly bend the knees as you come up through a lovely long spine. Float the arms to the side. Come all the way up. Seal the hands over the crown. And then exhale, hands down the center line as you bend the knees and fold all the way back in to your forward fold. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, plank. So take steps to reach your plank. Again, see that your collarbones are spreading. Shoulders are on top of wrists. You're lifting high off your heels as you're curling through the toes and you're drawing your navel up. It's nice and engaged. Take an inhale. And then with your exhale, just allowing yourself just to gently surrender your pubis back down, shoulders open. And then exhale, push up through your hips. Send it back into your downward facing dog. So from here, we're just going to bring the big toes to connect. And then we're just going to slowly and gently, with an inhale, just lift up that right leg. And then we're going to allow ourselves just to bend the right knee and just bring the foot towards the bum. And then keep that foot towards the bum as you peel open that right hip towards the right, as if you're trying to move it open towards the wall or towards the ceiling. And then with that, you can, if comfortable, you can open up the palm of the right hand so you're on your fingertips. And then you're just going to allow yourself just to gaze underneath that right armpit and see if you can seal down that left heel. And just take a few breaths here. So again, keep the foot towards the bum. Last breath. And then slowly just bring in your hips squared. Just seal down that right palm. You're going to slowly and gently bring your shoulders on top of your wrists. As you exhale, bring the knee towards the chest and see if maybe you can kiss that knee. And then inhale, send the leg back up. Keep your hips square. As you exhale, bring the knee towards your chest. See if you can kiss it. Inhale, send it back up. This time we're going to bring the knee to the chest and then we're going to step it through so it seals onto the floor. We're going to drop the back knee, pad it up if you need to. Left hand is underneath the left shoulder. That right knee is on top of your ankle. Just bringing the right hand to the knee or thigh. And then we're allowing that gentle twist to come into the upper body. Rolling and spiraling down into the belly. So with this, if all's well, just sending your right arm up. Keep the shoulders away. And then maybe just allowing this right shoulder and the arm to open. Keep the hips strong and the legs strong, the knee on top of the ankle. And just take another two breaths. So really keeping your spine lengthening as you find that gentle twist. Now slowly exhale, release the right arm down. You're going to really push through both legs as you keep scissoring through the legs. Right hand is going to come to the back left thigh. Left arm is coming up to the sky. And you're just going to see if you can really draw your heart out of the base. As you surrender maybe the hips gently down, two more breaths. Keeping the navel engaged, the core slightly. And then we're going to windmill left arm down, right arm down, back into your downward facing dog. Again, bringing the big toes together. We'll inhale the left leg up this time. And again, you're going to bend the knee, bringing the foot towards the bum, and then just coming onto your fingertips of the left hand. And again, you might be able to gaze underneath your armpit. Really seal down that right hand, sending the right heel down as you open up the left hip. Feeling all of that left side expand and open with the breath. One last breath. And then slowly bring the hips, square them off, seal the hand. Bring the knee towards the chest, shoulders over the wrist, kiss the knee. Inhale back. Exhale, bring it through. Inhale it back. Exhale, bring it through. Step the foot through, drop the back knee. And then we're finding that twist to the left. Exhale up. Again, shoulders away. Collarbone spread, maybe dropping into the back slightly. Again, inhale. Keep that knee strong on top of the ankle. One last breath. Exhale the hand all the way down. Again, scissor through your feet and legs. Bring the left hand behind onto the right thigh. Slowly bring up the right arm. Everything is trying to run forward from this center space. And then sinking through the pelvis if comfortable. Keep engaging through the core, lengthening your spine up. One last breath. And then windmilling the arm down, the other arm. Step back. Downward facing dog, feet hip width. So from here, we'll take an inhale, bringing yourself into your plank. And then we'll just slowly and gently drop into the knees. Keep your core engaged as you come down through the arm strength, keeping the elbows tucked to the side of your waist. Touch your forehead down, the front of the feet, point the toes. Inhale through the head and the chest, dragging the heart forward and then up. Maybe using the hands to come a little bit deeper. Into a deeper cobra. Exhale, roll down the front of the body, touch the forehead, tuck your toes back to your knees, downward facing dog. Let's just find three breaths here. Sending the heels down, the sit bones up. Again, you can bend the knees slightly just to get that length. So we're going to slowly and gently, on your next inhale, lift the heels high. Bend the knees, bring the ribs towards the thighs, gaze forward, step, hop, or jump. Feet hip width. Surrender in. Inhale, fingertips. Exhale, melt down. Inhale, come up, bending the knees slightly, getting the spine long. Float the hands over. Exhale, down the center line as you melt back into your forward fold. Inhale, fingertips. Exhale, slowly and gently step back to your downward facing dog. Okay, so we're going to bring the big toes back together. And once again, when you're ready, find your inhale and let that right leg lengthen up again. Keep the hips square. With your exhale, bend the knee, bring it towards the chest and step it back through. So you're going to seal down the edge of your left foot, and you're just going to windmill the left arm up. And then I just want you to find your feet so that they are about a leg length if they're not. So you're not too wide as you would be for a Virabhadrasana 2. See your heel-heel alignment. Take an inhale, float your arms. And then with the exhale, we're coming into Trikonasana here. So really allowing that left side to open as you slide the hand down, really rooting through your feet and allowing yourself just to gaze up towards the left thumb. Take inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, exhale, and inhale, push through the feet, bring it up. Exhale, bend that right knee into Virabhadrasana 2. The right knee bends on top of the ankle, gazing down your right fingertips. Really edge down that left foot, inhale. Exhale, shoulders drop, arms float. One more breath, keep opening that right knee to little toe side. And then we're going to reverse warrior. So left arm is coming down the straight back leg. Right palm is going to turn up towards the sky or towards your face. And then allowing yourself to keep that right knee bent as you gaze at the fingertips. Keep the shoulders away. Breathe. Really opening all that right side up. One last breath. Then you're going to exhale this right arm. It's going to either come to the thigh or you can take it in front of the foot. You're pushing the arm into the leg and the leg into the arm. Send the left arm up. And then again, there's this leaning back, opening up through collarbone, collarbone, shoulder. Breathe. Keep tucking this right thigh hip under the butt. So you're not letting it poke out. Seal down the edge of the left foot. One more breath. Now we'll mill the left arm past the face. Come back into lunge and step back downward facing dog. Big toes together, inhale, left leg up. Exhale, knee to chest, step through. Seal the edge of your right foot. Windmill the right arm up. Both legs are strong and straight. You may step a bit closer if you feel too wide. Exhale over the left leg. Palm is facing forward. Again, really opening up through this right side, maybe leaning back slightly again. Really breathing your breath. One last breath here. Inhale up. Exhale, bend left knee. Take the legs wider if that width needs to be made. Gaze down the left fingertips, drop shoulders, float arms. Then knees aiming to the little toe side. You're rooting down the edge of the right foot. One last breath. Reverse warrior with that inhale, right arm down the back leg. Left arm up to the sky, really opening up all the left. Keep bending into the knee. One last breath. Exhale, float the left arm. Again, it's coming either to the thigh and resting or down in front. But again, make sure that this butt doesn't slip out. Keep it hugged under. And again, release back slightly so you're opening up your chest. One last breath. And then slowly again, windmilling that right arm down, left arm, step back, downward facing dog. You come back to plank. You can find a chaturanga here, otherwise just come to your knees. Otherwise you're allowing yourself to hug into the elbows to the waist, halfway, and then pushing all the way onto the backs of the feet. Opening collarbones. Exhale, roll over your toes. Send you back to your downward facing dog. Find an inhale. And exhale, heels down. Inhale off the heels, bend the knees, gaze forward. Step, hop or jump to the front. Feet hip width. Inhale, fingertips, flat back. Exhale, melt down. Inhale up. Flat back. Exhale down the center line. Inhale, flat back. Move back into your downward facing dog. Little steps or a jump. Sit bones up. Again, pushing through the earth. Just find three breaths. So once again, we're going to bring the big toes together. And this is going to be our last sequence of the body. So with your inhale, send that right leg back up. Exhale, you're going to bring the knee to the chest and step the foot through. Now, there's an option here that you can drop your back knee if you need to. So you can drop the back knee if you need to. So drop your back knee. Otherwise, you're wanting to make sure this right knee stays on top of your ankle. And we're allowing ourselves just to push through the legs, scissoring them strong, and then coming up to a vertical line, just tucking the tail under and lengthening your spine up. We're going to bring the hands to prayer. We'll take an inhale. And then we're just going to move into a prayer twist here. So lengthen your spine forward, first of all, keeping your hips square. And then again, from this upper space of the body, start to rotate in. Outer left upper arm to outer right thigh. So you're seeing if you can get the elbow past and over the thigh. The hands will seal. And then you're allowing yourself to push into the thigh so that you can get the collarbones to really spread. And again, you're allowing yourself just to see if you can come back to your breath. Then you're going to slowly and gently come back, inhale, bring it back up. And then from here, you're going to bring this right arm to the back left thigh. This is the last one on this side, sending that left arm up. Remembering you can always drop the back knee. Opening your chest, really lengthening and finding your breath. One last breath. And then we're going to windmill the left arm down, the right arm down. Step back, downward facing dog. Bring the big toes together. We send the left leg up. Inhale. Exhale, knee towards the chest, step through. Again, you can drop the knee if you need to. We're going to bring the body back up. Again, sit bones under, navel back. Hands to your prayer. We're leaning forward, really finding that space into the lower back, then taking the twist into the left, seeing if the elbow can come past, and allowing us to gently squeeze and open this space and breathe. One more breath. Coming all the way back up. So this time, left arm towards the back, right thigh, right arm up. And again, breathe. One last breath. Windmill the arms down. Step back, downward facing dog. Let's find our last move through cobra or up dog. Inhale, plank. Again, you can go chaturanga or knees. And then through that little press up. Inhale, up dog. Or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. And then from here, just drop onto your knees. Knees nice and wide, big toes together. Release the forehead, bring the arms behind and just take a rest. Okay, so from here, we're just going to slowly bring ourselves back up, and we're just going to come onto our bum and we're just going to send the legs forward. So with your legs forward, I just want you to draw out any flesh. So if you're sitting on, if you're curling through the lower back, then I just want you to make sure that you roll up your mat, or you're just allowing yourself just to find that vertical line again through the spine. We're going to flex both feet. The left foot is going to come onto the floor. And we're just going to open the left knee. And then from here, again, just adjusting, make sure that you're on your sit bones, the flesh is back. And then we're just going to allow ourselves just to lengthen up through the inhale, bringing the arms up, really finding your waist, finding your armpits, finding the arms. And then with your exhale, you're just going to float your arms down. They're just going to come by the side of the leg. And then we're going to move from the hip as you allow yourself to come in, making sure there's lovely length through the back. And then allowing yourself just to, again, you might stay here. This might be your point. Again, make sure that you feel like you're pushing into a wall with this right foot. And then allowing yourself just to breathe in and just see where the body wants to go with this. So as you inhale, And as you exhale, there's a softening towards the legs. So just taking your time. If you've got that range of flexibility, you might take your hands behind the foot. You might take your yogic grip with your right hand and then ease your way in. You might just simply leave the hands where they are as you allow yourself to breathe. We'll just take about 3-4 more breaths here. Shoulders are away from the ears. Two more breaths. Last breath. And then slowly just bringing yourself back up, inhaling. And then just finding that vertical spine. We're just going to switch your feet. So you're just going to send your left leg out, the right foot in towards the left thigh. Again, adjusting out. See that you're flexing left foot. Inhale, float the arms up. As you exhale, float the arms down. And then slowly and gently come into the other leg. Again, just being mindful how it feels as you wake it up. Should be quite warm now. Nice deep breath as you inhale and exhale, easing your way down and into it. Making sure there's no discomfort in the back. Again, you might take whatever position you did on the other side, but we'll just find about 3 more breaths here. Keep the shoulders away from your ears. Last breath. Slowly inhale all the way back up. Vertical spine. Right knee is going to move up towards the ceiling. We're just going to step it over and across the left leg here. Make sure that your sit bones are rooted. If they feel rooted and you know you've got more flexibility, just bring the left hand to the floor and bring the left foot towards the right side of the butt. Make sure both sit bones are rooting, your spine is vertical. This right foot is rooting and the knee is moving up. Inhale, we lengthen up through the spine. We're going to spiral round to the right as you find your twist. The right hand coming behind the back, fingers pointing away. You might just keep the hand on the thigh here and allow that spiraling to come in. Otherwise, you might go a 90 degree, just again, as we did our prayer twist in our lunge, you're seeing if the elbow can come over and across the thigh. Or if you know that you've got that flexibility in the shoulders and the arms, you might bind the hands through the gap and take a hold of the hands as you spiral in. The head can stay in line with your shoulders, or you can take it over the right shoulder. Just be mindful of what's going on in the neck and how it feels. Again, your collarbones are expanding. Nice deep breaths. Drop with the exhale, root through your sit bones. With the inhale, find length through the spine. With the exhale, find the twist. With the inhale, find the length. Find one more. With your inhale, unbind. Bring yourself back. And then from here, we're just going to do a little bit of a funky move, just to bring us into the other side. So we're just going to allow ourselves just to bring the hands to the left side of the body, and then we'll push the bum up to bring ourselves around to the left. We'll spiral the toes towards the back of the mat, and we'll spiral them all the way around to the front as the arms come with it, and then we'll bring ourselves back down to our bum, and we should be ready for the other side. So the left knee should be on top, the foot is grounded, and the right leg is underneath. Again, we take an inhale, we lengthen up, and then we get ready for the twist to the left. And again, as you spiral in, see where your arm wants to go. It might bind through if it did the other side. It might be totally different to the other side, even though you got deeper, but just see where you can go. Make sure your sit bones are rooted. Find your breath. With the inhale, we lengthen. With the exhale, we gently ease in. Let's find 2 more breaths here. Long, complete breath. Last breath. With the inhale, spiral back. And then just unwrap your legs. We're going to ground through the feet, bring your bum towards your heels, and just melt yourself all the way down onto your back. Feet are hip width and distance, nice and parallel. The hands are just going to come to the sides of the body. We're just going to play with three bridges with the breath here. So whenever you feel ready, just allowing yourself to make sure your shoulders are away. With an inhale, just roll up your spine. Keeping the head in alignment with the spine. With the exhale, roll down the spine. With the inhale, roll up. And with the exhale, roll down. Last one. We'll stay up for a few breaths. Don't make it your deepest. But just see that the breath can move within. Now we're coming down and winding down the session. One more breath. And then slowly melt the spine back down. Bring the knees in towards your chest. And just bring in the knees and the thighs in. Just take a few breaths. And then we're going to slowly and gently now make our way up to a seat. So just rolling yourself onto one side. And then just pushing your way up. So we're going to find a nice comfortable seat again. So just adjusting yourself into your comfortable seat that feels appropriate for you. Again, just drawing out the sit bones and just allowing yourself just to make sure that your spine is lovely and long. We're going to move into a subtler aspect now. So we've done a gross aspect, which is the physical body. We've been aware of that as we've moved through our asanas. And now we move into a subtler element, which is the breath. So just allowing yourself just to lengthen all the way up through the spine, all the way to the crown. And just closing your eyes down. You can have your palms up or down, depending which one you prefer for this next section. I just want you to allow your awareness just to rest on the breath just for a moment. Just see the breath as it comes in and as it leaves. Just observe where it's moving. And then from here, we're just going to move into some alternate nostril breath cycles, Shodanan. I'm just going to get you to bring the first two fingers and just rest them into the palm. If you've got another way of doing this, then please do take that way. So we've got the thumb that will rest on the right nostril, and we've got the ring finger and little finger on the left. And you're wanting to seal at the cartilage, so make sure you don't close off the tip of the nose. Come deep up and close off the nostril properly. So we'll take an inhale through both, close the eyes. We'll take an exhale through both. We'll close the right nostril and inhale through the left. We'll close the left, we'll exhale through the right. We'll inhale the right. Close the right, exhale the left. That's one round. Inhale left. Close, exhale the right. Inhale right. Close, exhale left. Inhale left. Close, exhale right. Inhale right. Close, exhale, left. You've got two more rounds on your own. See if you can find full breath. If you feel you need to gasp, you can just release this. So shorten the breath so it's a little bit shorter. When you finish the two rounds, just release the hand, but keep the stillness that you've created. So don't lose that focus. just observe how you feel. As we move deeper and deeper and unravel and unpick all the layers that we create so that we can come closer and closer to the true essence of what we really are. Through our yoga practice, we allow ourselves to unlayer all the layers bit by bit. So just feeling now how you're feeling, observing how you're feeling. And then we're just going to finish now with Shavasana. So just letting your chin drop to your chest. Let your eyes open. Wiggle the fingers. Release yourself out into your Shavasana. So if you need to bend the knees, then obviously bend the knees. But if the back is okay, I do recommend taking your legs long and finding your corpse pose. Shoulders are away from your ears. Your palms are facing up. The toes are falling out to the corners of the mat. Your spine is lovely and long. The head is not going to drop left, right. It's in alignment. Then you're closing your eyes. And then you're just letting go. You let go of all thoughts. You be aware of your physical body, the breath. Just notice your normal, natural breath without trying to interfere or change it. Just see it coming and going, in and out of the body. Drop in the layers of tension, release them away. Drop in the labels that you hold for yourself, release them away. Allowing yourself just to completely surrender. And you can rest here for as long as you feel you need to rest for. Just allowing yourself just to feel a deeper aspect from within.